the way that, you know, a lot of people don't even give it a second thought, but the way we have elections structured in the state is done on a very deliberative basis. And as I was saying about a half hour ago, the way we have our elections structured is that in the even numbered years, like 2024, this year, we're going to focus on state contests and federal contests. So everything from state representative to governor, attorney general, auditor, Congress, U.S. senator, and of course, president. So state and federal races during the even numbered years. And then during the odd numbered years, we focus on city, school, and county elections. So your county council, your school boards, your city council, mayor, if you have a strong mayor system, you elect your mayor. And then the hyperlocal races as well, public utility districts, water commissioner, sewer commissioner, what have you. Well, there is a bill in Olympia that would change that. For some reason, this isn't supposed to be the way that they think it should be. So several of your more ardently liberal, primarily Seattle Democrats, are trying to consolidate all the elections into even-numbered years. One of the people who testified on this, in fact, he gave me the heads up that the hearing was yesterday, was Tim Iman, who testified yesterday at the hearing, yesterday afternoon, on House Bill 1932. That's House Bill 1932. He joins me for a few minutes here on the commute. Good morning, Tim Iman. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing well, doing well. Yeah, this is a really, really bad bill.
Okay, well, tell, because I know you were frantically entering the Billy Joel contest competition, but tell our listeners what's going on here and tell us about the hearing yesterday.
Well, obviously, as an initiative activist, I mostly focus on initiatives. And if you think about it, every year the legislature has a legislative session. And you have the referendum power, the initiative power that can hold them accountable if they do something crazy. During the odd years, that's the legislative session that lasts the longest. That's the time where they adopt the biggest budget. It's when they do the most mischief. It's when they do the worst stuff. What they're saying is, we don't want to have any initiatives, any referendums, any chance for the voters to have a chance to hold the legislature accountable by banning elections in odd years, by banning the very concept of the citizens being able to vote in an odd year. And it essentially says, you get your initiative power, but not every year. You only get it every other year. And at the same time, they're taking all these local races and relegating them to the end of what would immensely be a long, huge ballot, and the voter's pamphlet would be a phone book.
Well, not only that, I like how you put that, but not, for people who remember phone books, but...
Good point. I dated myself, didn't I?
But also, it's let's say you're running for city council. Let's say you're running for school board. How do you get your message out? And with
brutal.
All these other races on the ballot.
And trying to compete for donations. Hi, would you like to donate to my city council race? No, I've already given to the presidential race, the gubernatorial race, this initiative that's on the ballot. I mean, you're absolutely going to cannibalize the entire process, and they're just going to go at each other. But, you know, obviously from an initiative standpoint, how much mischief do they do in odd years with a long legislative session, if there's no chance for an initiative or referendum to hold them accountable and say, maybe they raised the gas tax, maybe they imposed an income tax, maybe they did something, they're essentially saying, well, yeah, you can do an initiative, but next year, after this takes effect,
right,
we're not going to allow you to be able to put a check on our power.
Yeah. Now,
Very dangerous.
Now,
very dangerous.
The,
and, you know, no one would know the initiative process better than you. I mean, in 2005, you did the no new gas tax, and that was in direct response to what happened in that odd year where they raised the gas tax, and you took the lead, you and Kirby, and really pounded away and got that thing qualified in 32 days. I mean, yep. Nothing short of a miracle. You would have been prevented from doing that, and the voters wouldn't have had a chance to vote at all in that election because they would say, well, that's an odd year. You're not allowed to have the initiative process then.
Now, tell our listeners, because the initiative process is in our state constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the Constitution guarantee? Does the Constitution guarantee that you can file an initiative any year, or is that a state law?
Good for you. It is absolutely guaranteed by the Constitution, but it is not specific. It's only when there is the next election. And what they're essentially saying is, well, there is no election this November. There's only an election the following November in an even year. It's a really, really dangerous bill. It's a Maya Gregerson, Seattle Democrats taking the lead on it. And what I was struck by in the testimony is how many kept saying, well, the experts say this is going to boost participation and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, wait a minute here. By the time you get to the bottom of the ballot and you're voting on these local races, you're exhausted. There's going to be such a drop off that the participation rate is going to go way, way down. But they kept saying it's so popular an idea, we have to force this through. Well, if it's such a popular idea, you shouldn't have to force it.
Well, and you know, the other thing is, if you're in the legislature, Democrat or Republican, Tim Iman, if you're in the legislature, mm-hmm. you're a political junkie. Political junkies pay attention to all this stuff all the time. Okay.
Yes.
Most other people, i.e. normal people.
Normal.
Don't. Everyday ordinary people do not follow politics all the time. And therefore, when they, you know, get a ballot and, as you put it, a massive voter's pamphlet, a regular, everyday, ordinary person is going to be inundated. And that's why we break up the elections.
Yes. Yes.
Into even an odd numbered year so people can cast a more thoughtful vote. They can consider. And I like the fact that the focus is, you know, we don't go back and forth, state and federal, within the even and odd years. It's the odd numbered years are city, school board, county,
mm-hmm.
and the even numbered years are state and federal. And that's where the emphasis should be, focusing on your level of government, not throwing everything together in one big grab bag.
And I'm certain there's a lot of local people want to run for a local race, and they'll say, well, I ain't running. There's no way I can compete yeah. in the midst of this cacophony of presidential ads, gubernatorial ads. How can I possibly get my message out? How can I raise money? I'm not going to run at all. So there's going to be this massive lack of participation in people running for local races, and that's really the farm team for the people that you want to be able to run eventually for higher office. I mean, the most dangerous thing I kept hearing over and over again at the hearing was, this is such a great idea. It's done in other states. It's done in other states. I don't care about other states. For 100 years, like you said, it was a perfect word. We deliberately designed our system in Washington to say we're going to focus on state and federal in even years. We're going to allow ourselves complete focus on the local level in odd years. And again, from an initiative standpoint, you should be able to, if they're going to meet every year in Olympia
yeah.
and pass a whole sorts of laws, shouldn't the people have the same rights as the legislature sure. does to be able to access the right of initiative, which is guaranteed by the Constitution?
It's House Bill 1932, folks. We'll tell you a little bit more. We'll follow this issue. And, of course, we unlock the legislative hotline, which is now open for business
oh,
as well, starting at 8 o'clock this morning. Tim Iman, good hearing your voice. Thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate you taking the time.